ABC News Now, I'm Lionel Moise. Intense heat and thunderstorms for the South.
The storms fueled by that onslaught of triple-digit heat baking much of the country. In Phoenix overnight, the low temperature was 97 degrees, an all-time record. Maricopa County officials saying now at least 18 people have died from the heat so far this summer.
ABC's Rob Marciano. Two IRS employees who claim Hunter Biden was given lenient treatment in the investigation into his taxes testified at the House Oversight Committee. ABC's Chuck Severton.
IRS Supervisory Agent Gary Shapley telling the House panel that investigators started looking into Joe Biden's tax dealings in April 2020.
Prosecutors instructed investigators not to ask about the big guy or dad when conducting interviews.
No evidence presented for Shapley's allegations regarding alleged lenient treatment of Hunter Biden. Those are denied by the federal prosecutor, who's a Republican appointed by then-President Trump to look into the current chief exec's son.
Miami-Dade police investigating a deadly Walmart shooting. This is ABC News. We haven't heard much from the studios when it comes to the strike, but one of the leaders of Netflix was asked about it Wednesday. ABC's Jason Nathanson.
During Netflix's Q2 earnings call Wednesday, the moderator's first question was about the double strike and its effect on the company and its content stockpiles going forward. Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos deflected those questions, instead revealing that his dad was in a union and he remembers him going on strike.
It takes an enormous toll on your family, financially and emotionally.
He said they worked hard to avoid these current strikes and
we're super committed to getting to an agreement as soon as possible, one that's equitable and one that enables the industry and everybody in it to move forward into the future.
As far as we know, though, all sides remain far apart. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Deion Sanders will miss the Pac-12 Media Day Thursday as he has surgery to remove a blood clot from his right leg and another procedure to straighten toes in his left foot. The Colorado coach posting on Instagram showing his foot with severely bent toes. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
No, we're good. Doesn't. We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Bach.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I'm so cool. 844-96 party. What is it?
I'm so cool. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
We had a special election yesterday, and we have the results. Not so surprisingly, as expected, Republican Paul Miletic won the special election in the 24th Assembly District. But what was less expected is the single-digit margin in a heavily Republican district. So my question is, are these results surprising? Expected? Are they foreshadowing? Or is it a big nothing burger because it was only 29% turnout?
And what was it, like 10,000 people?
Yeah.
It was
which,
just...
you know, it's a special election that most of us, I mean, we talked about it like twice in the week of on this show. So, you know, you can't, if you don't know about it, you can't vote.
True.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how much can you glean from the massive point gain that the Democrats saw? And how much does that tell us what could happen? Not just for next year, because obviously if we weren't to get new maps, it would still be a heavily Republican leaning district. Mm-hmm. Who did get new maps, or even I think I saw this morning, if you look at what that district was in the old maps, which was much more competitive. Is it telling us that the same thing that's happening in Waukesha and across the Wow counties? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why my voice just broke like a teenager.
Gets real emotional when she talks about
Greg,
the Wow counties.
Greg looked at me and was like, "What just happened to you?" But I don't know. I'm because the number nerdy geeky guys on Twitter were breaking this down, and basically the Republican won by 7 points, but the district has a partisan lean of 23 points. And it's a pretty impressive, you know, performance if you look at just the numbers. But again, only 29% turnout. So does it really tell us anything?
That speaks more to the apathy of the voters, maybe not even knowing about it. How tied? I don't know much about that. Well, first of all elections are special. How tied was this winner to Trump and that sort of message?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
It just sort of, I feel like it just sort of happened too. Like, hey, there's an election next week. Wait, what now? Wasn't there just an election? No. Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean,
well, that district has had to vote a lot.
I feel like and next week, folks, if you live in that district, you're voting for Dog Catcher. I feel like that you take all of the elements the low voter turnout, and you take the close points, the close amount of votes. And I think it's there's too much to consider to glean anything exciting from it, other than no one really showed up. Like only a small amount of people showed up. So
you don't think there's anything? Because I think I can't tell if this is wish casting. When I woke up this morning and was perusing through Twitter and responses, and some Democrats, left-leaning pundits, et cetera, I don't know, in the tone of how they were writing about it,
talking about it
almost like it's a win, right? That this is foreshadowing into what's the trend that has been happening across suburbs, and that this is something that we can continue to build on into next year. So it's more of that I think is this an indicator?
No, I absolutely agree with that. I mean, that's one of the things I take into consideration. Yeah, it's an indicator. Will the Democrats do bupkis about it? Probably not. They're going to be like, nah, we got other places we put our money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that, we saw that last year in the election. Like so many people upset about elections not going the way of Democrats because the whether it's the DCCC or the party on the whole just pulled money from districts and said, yeah, we can't win that one. That's fine. It's the devil you know is better than the devil that I don't. And so, yeah, sure. Will the Wisconsin Democratic Party put money? Will the county put money into it? Who knows? Yeah. We'll just wait and see. But I mean, really, I will quote you, it is kind of just a nothing burger. Like, it's cool.
Well, I know we have some listeners up in that district, in the northern Milwaukee suburbs. And so would love to hear from you as far as if you voted yesterday, if you feel like there is a changing tide that you can sense at all. 844-967-2789. Is there anything to glean from yesterday's election, or is it just kind of something that happened? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
I think it's moderately hopeful.
Okay.
That's how I'd put it. Because again, the turnout was minuscule and he still lost. But the fact that it is such a heavily Republican district by 23 points,
23 points
and he only won by 7, that should be worrying for some.
You know, folks, if you listen to the show, anytime Jane labels something mildly hopeful, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. I mean, it takes a lot, and it got her there. And
that is a good point. That is a really good point, Greg.
Folks voting yesterday, good work. Good work.
No, that is a good work. And I actually got a text. Well, here, I'll come back to that some other ways to cut this pie. The district was Trump 24 points in 2016.
Okay.
In 2020, it was Trump plus 17. And it was plus 7 for Melotic, so that's a big swing. And even Dan Canodal, when he re-won that seat, I think it was over 20% in last November. And then I saw this was tweeted out that of the 7 municipalities that have voters in the 24th district, Tatterson, the Democrat, won 5 of them. And then 8 months ago, Evers didn't win a single one.
Dang.
Which I think is interesting.
That's once again, that's interesting data. I like that data. Now, what will the party do about it to wake up those voters who are apathetic or disenfranchised, but disenchanted, whatever? And how do you get those people come to the polls and vote for your person? Then
we have
someone on the phone.
Someone really cool on the phone too. Luann Bird, what say you?
The original tweeter.
Twitter, right, yeah. I say it's exciting news. I mean, I was disappointed Bob didn't win. I went up there and knocked on doors for him because that's what I do.
That's what you do, Luann. I love it.
I'm like, if I want change, I got to get out there and do it.
Exactly.
And it was so invigorating to talk to Democrats at the doors about what they want, and they were so enthusiastic to get out and vote for Bob.
Now, Luann, in your travels up there and your door knockings, which I've done many, many times, and I know how you know that's a thankless job, but thank you. Did you come across anybody who was center, right leaning, who's like, you know, expressing not excitement about their party or about the being excited about the Democrat. I'm always interested when talking to people at the doors, those conversations when politicians or people knocking on those doors say, like, you know, I had really good conversations with people that I don't agree with all the way.
Oh, I did. I hit one.
Okay.
I hit one.
I'll take it.
So 90% of my doors went great, but I'm pretty sure the one, it was very short, very simple. I said, do you care about women's rights? Yes, I do. I said, okay, think about that when you're voting. It was that simple. Because really, we got to talk about the issues and what matter to people.
Yeah.
And we have to continue, like you said, to give people hope, because that's what I think spurs action. If you believe that we can change things, what Bob Patterson did up there, I'm impressed. 17 points to 7?
That's huge.
Now, what are the Democrats going to do?
Exactly.
What are we going to do about that?
See,
I think that's the question.
See, that's exactly what, yeah, I 100%, Luann, you're so smart.
We're going to clone Luann, yeah, and sprinkle her all across the state of Wisconsin to be knocking on doors in every district.
Are we going to call Luann's second clone to Ann? Boom.
Yeah. Luann point, point 2?
Yeah.
Luann 2.0.
I'm happy to share it.
Yeah.
I'm happy. That's
no.
Luann 2.0.
We need that. We need that excitement.
We need people to just keep getting out there, and I'm so happy to share that with everybody. And the Democratic Party, I've been on both ends of that. I've run twice. One time I was not selected to get the resources to win, and this time I was, because the focus on stopping the override of the governor's veto was so important to the Democratic Party, and it was to me, too.
Yeah.
So I've talked to other candidates who didn't get all those resources, and I still encourage them to think about the difference you make when you go to a door, even if you know it's difficult to win in your district. Even if the Democrats don't give you money, just stick with your passion, stick with what it is you care about, and do it again, because that's how we're gonna save democracy, really.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
How's the podcast, Luann?
Oh, good. Oh, I can't wait. I think this weekend we will be releasing our very first one on gun control.
Okay.
Which will be timely, because there have been 3 bills introduced which we can't get a hearing on, and yet Dan Canodal can get a hearing on a constitutional amendment that would ban churches from closing down during a pandemic. My podcasts are just another way to try reach out.
Absolutely. And remind people where they can find it.
I was just going to say, this weekend there's one Monday night there's one in Greenfield at the home of Will Radler. He was a very successful businessman. He created the Knockout Rose. He's 80 years old, and he's a proud LGBTQ plus person.
We've talked to Will.
And he wants... You did?
We've had him on the show.
He cares a bunch. Now, you can actually come to his backyard, where we're going to record the podcast Monday night, 6:30.
Perfect. Luann, I got to let you go because we're coming up against a break. So will you email me all that information so I can share it?
I will.
All right. Thank you. Always a pleasure to hear from you, Luann. Thank you for calling. We got to go to our first break, but we would love to hear from you as far as yesterday's election results. Are they surprising? Expected? Foreshadowing? A nothing burger, 844-967-2789. And then we're going to get some Brewers tickets out. It's been a while. So we got a trivia question that you have to answer right, because I'm going to be a stickler this time. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 63. Overnight under overcast skies with a chance for scattered storms. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 77. Lows level off around 59. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. A blend of clouds and sun. Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. There's a lot of you. I'm going to take you in order. If you can keep it a little short, that would be great. Do not hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Great call from up north from the lady. That was very, very opening. I mean, that was just a cool call. Second of all, Ron Johnson didn't win the election in the state. The Democratic Party, plain and simple, blew it. They blew it. A pathetic campaign they ran. So, but not only Ron Johnson, he needs to be prosecuted for carrying around fake electors. So does the Republican delegation for the Congress. I think there's five or six of them that were involved in it. I'll let you go. Thanks. Bye.
No, you're right. And the fact is that Ron Johnson could be prosecuted in Michigan, Washington, or Wisconsin. But the fact is the fake electors here should be prosecuted. He was not himself a fake elector. He was just an enabler sliding around with the Michigan. But there were 10 fake electors here in Wisconsin. A couple of them snitched on everybody and they probably got immunity. I don't know. But that leaves the rest of them. One of them was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. For God's sake, something should be done. Next up, Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind, Bob of Madison?
Well, I'm worried about the Russia thing and blocking the grain out of Odessa and so forth. Zelensky was saying one of the reasons he wants the F-16 is to protect that route.
Bob, hold on for a second. That is a segment, and I'm going to reference what you said. It's a profound call. Thank you for calling. But right now we're talking about the fake electors. So thank you. But listen to the rest of the show and you will hear what I have to say. I think you're absolutely right. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jack, Hello. What's in your mind today? Hey, Jack.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can now. Well, the first thing I want to say is, Ron Johnson, I was only involved for 3 seconds. Well, gee, there's this guy that went in to rob a bank, and he pulls out the gun, and he goes to the teller and says, I want your money, and she pushes the alarm button, and he runs like crazy and leaves out of the bank. Of course, the cops catch him. Well, I was only in the bank for a minute and a half, so that's a real good excuse. But it seems to me that for the Republicans, the elephant in the room is that virtually nobody is talking about is the attempted political coup against American democracy. These slates of fraudulent electors that Johnson and others attempted to present as legitimate, it was an attempt to overturn a legitimate election and electoral college results. And they haven't been disavowed by even one single member of the current Republican Party. they haven't even been discussed in Congress, much less in the gerrymandered Republican legislatures around the country. And this would have clearly disenfranchised millions of voters in those states. This is a much more dangerous situation than the obvious violent January 6th physical attack. You can solve that by sufficient policing. Much more dangerous is an illegal attempt to foist a political insurrection in the guise of it being legal. It isn't, of course. And that's, and finally, what's happening in Michigan is should happen to every single conspirator, but especially all those who illegally signed that they were legitimate electors. They should all be charged. And especially those in office like Bob Spindell, they should immediately be removed because they can't be trusted to and should not attempt to influence election results or legislation. So that's my rant for the day.
That's an excellent, excellent and profound call. Here's the thing. This was an attempt, and it was a multifaceted attempt, to hold on to power and to oppose the peaceful transition of power despite an election result. That's what it was. Every autocracy, every fascist, communist, authoritarian autocracy in the world always claims that they are operating under the law. They're lying in all of these cases. Sometimes they'll only have one other opposing candidate. Sometimes in North Korea, you're mailed a ballot with only Kim Jong-un's name on it. Those are extremes. In Russia, somebody like Vladimir Putin gets 85% of the vote. This is America. This is America. George Washington and the rest of them didn't fight the Revolutionary War just for the heck of it. This was a case where Joe Biden won by over 7 million votes, 60 electoral votes. And they set up a system in six states, the Green Bay sweep, where they were going to have fake electors. And they had prominent people like Ron Johnson in on this, who are going to submit them to Pence, and Pence is supposed to get up and say, well, there's a dispute. There's two sets of electors, just like 1876, when Rutherford Hayes finally beat Sam Tilden. This is like 1876. I throw it to the Congress. Each congressional delegation gets one vote. It's not electors, it's one vote. More than half of the states have majority Republican delegations. Why? Because they're very small, a lot of them. You know, California and New York have a lot of people. They're Democratic, but they get one vote in that. Wyoming has one congressman, two senators. They get one vote, just like California. They would have voted to put Trump in this alleged, quote, dispute, end quote, over, quote, electors, end quote, and do exactly what happened in 1876 when Rutherford Hayes took the election away from Sam Tilden, because Rutherford Hayes was a Lincoln Republican for civil rights, the abolition of slavery. You know, the civil Rutherford Hayes was a colonel at the Battle of Antietam. And Sam Tilden was a Southerner who was opposed to civil rights. So you might think that was good. Well, it's certainly not good in general. We go into a break. I see the lines. There's a lot of you. Do not hang up. Direct order, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News Now, I'm Lionel Moise. Intense heat and thunderstorms for the South.
The storms fueled by that onslaught of triple-digit heat baking much of the country. In Phoenix overnight, the low temperature was 97 degrees, an all-time record. Maricopa County officials saying now at least 18 people have died from the heat so far this summer.
ABC's Rob Marciano, two IRS employees who claim Hunter Biden was given lenient treatment in the investigation into his taxes, testified at the House Oversight Committee. ABC's Chuck Severton.
IRS Supervisory Agent Gary Shapley telling the House panel that investigators started looking into Joe Biden's tax dealings in April 2020.
Prosecutors instructed investigators not to ask about the big guy or dad when conducting interviews.
No evidence presented for Shapley's allegations regarding alleged lenient treatment of Hunter Biden. Those are denied by the federal prosecutor, who's a Republican appointed by then-President Trump to look into the current chief exec's son.
Miami-Dade police investigating a deadly Walmart shooting. This is ABC News.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. And boy, a lot of great callers today. You know, really and truly, this was an organized crime. This was a criminal plot. It was planned. It was well organized. It had several criminal activities or actions where the fraudulent electors actually had fraudulent documents that they put their signatures on from various areas throughout the United States of America. This thing should be really taken to the courts. It needs to be prosecuted because this was no small thing.
these people knew what they were doing and doing it in clandestine, hidden, you know, not to be caught, not to be talked about. And then, you know, the activities that happened on that day. But this was planned out, and each little bit of this plan is significant. So I hope that this is just blown out of the water. American can see it so that the fraud can stop, because they continue with the Republican Party that are in the Congress right now going after the people who are investigating, the people who are, you know, prosecuting, and a lot of America have not seen this evidence, and they need to get that right out to the public, right, because we never want this to happen again. Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate it.
Excellent call, Gene. Excellent call. Dick of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Dick?
Leader of the coup itself. To the leader of the coup it's himself. He comes right out and says he'll do this and lots more. The speech the other day, if you take him at his word, Matt, maybe he's really not going to run, because he said, we'll drive out the globalists, cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. Is he saying he's dropping out of the race? Seriously, he said that. He doesn't even know.
Right. If you want to drive out the fascists, commie sympathizers, Putin sympathizers, and autocrats, absolutely. I'm with him entirely. Excellent call. Thanks a lot for calling. Really appreciate it. Dave from Duluth, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was looking up the Florida Keys, and supposedly in 2025, 2 years out, you know, we're already suffering from a lot of heat. Supposedly, U.S. Highway 1, which connects those bridges, they're reporting that within 2 years, by 2025, many could be underwater. And we've got, Republican governor down there. Well, that's going to be interesting to see how that state, that governor, reacts, since they've got their head in the sand about, you know, global warming slash climate.
Right. Well, you know, the Republican Party is damaging us and the world by opposing anything to do with trying to address climate change. I've been in Key West. When I was in the Navy, we put into the port there as we were in the Caribbean for a while. Me and my buddies would go over to Sloppy Joe's. I don't know if you've ever been in Key West, but that's the Hemingway bar where he liked to hang out. And, you know, an historic bar, we'd sit there, have a few beers, go back to the ship. And I love the Keys. I love all the Keys, Marathon Key, all of them, Key Largo and all that. I personally do not think the Keys are going to be around 100 years from now. Take a good look at the map. Take a good look at the map. They are very, very low in sea level. I'm not sure that Venice in Italy is going to be a city in a couple hundred years. Already they have water coming into the basements and the canals and all that. We can do something about it, and the Republican Party is standing in the way. In fact, a lot of them, something like 39 of them, just said they will not vote for any more spending in the federal government until Joe Biden gets rid of hard infrastructure, which already had passed, and especially the component parts to address climate change. Excellent call. Thank you. Hoosier Bob from Indiana, my friend. Thanks for calling. Hoosier Bob, what's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Flynn. First time call.
Yeah, Bob, what's up?
A couple points. Okay, a couple points. One, keep in mind, Key West is 8 feet above sea level.
Right.
Think about that. Yes, right. I lived that. Yes, that was my home for years. All right. My second question, or point, why cannot these fake electors, a la the Republicans, and the quote-unquote Freedom Caucus, why can't they be rolled up in a RICO?
Yeah, excellent. Let me address that, Bob. Hoosier Bob, welcome on your first call. RICO is a federal statute that stands for Racketeering in Corrupt Organizations. And they took it out of one of those old movies. Remember RICO? Mother of God, is this the end of RICO? And they thought that was funny and they called it RICO. But basically it's a wide-ranging conspiracy statute. And they got organized crime with it. They can get gangs with it. And they now, I'll give you a blunt answer, Bob. I'll give you a blunt answer. The answer is that everything that the Freedom Caucus, that Ron Johnson, that the fake electors, that Trump, that Giuliani have all done is absolutely indictable as a RICO offense. Because as you, I think, impliedly pointed out, the purpose of your call, you can get a wide variety of people in a conspiracy on RICO, even if they individually said, hey, wait a minute, I didn't do it. Yeah, I knew the other guy was going to do it. Yeah, I did something to help him do it. I'm part of this whole gang. I'm part of the whole gang. I'm a part of organized crime. I'm part of a, you know, they've gotten gangs out of El Salvador that way. They've got, you can get drug cartels that way. I think that is a darn good idea. But you know what the impediment is? These are the highest people in American government in the legislative side. It takes an awful lot of political courage to indict them all on that theory. And I think the theory is in the Department of Justice that to do that gives an overriding impression of political retaliation, better to go after them individually. I think, listen, Jack Smith's already gone after Trump in Mar-a-Lago. Now he's going to go after him again in Washington. You cut the head of the snake off. Yes, these other guys can be gotten. Some of them asked for pardons of Trump, you know, the Scott Perry of Pennsylvania and a lot of the others, and not all of them got pardons. So it is a RICO enterprise. It is indictable. I think that the DOJ is looking at this thing, and Dana Nessel in Michigan is, let's get the people we can get. And as a matter of fact, we'll stop it that way. Thanks for the call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you need to pin all their ears back. I mean, like here in Wisconsin, you have Dan Knodel, because he sent that letter. Fitzgerald and his staff, that they arranged that, but that room in the state capitol, because they're part of the conspiracy there, too.
Right,
I mean,
right.
The reticence of prosecuting those people just, you know, emboldens them, allows them to flap their gums right now and furtherance of further crimes. You have to pin their ears back now and go as far down the food chain, up and down the food chain as you need to do to get all their assets.
I think that's a great idea. And you're absolutely right, because in the fake electors in Wisconsin, there was somebody who set up the meeting. Scott Fitzgerald and Voss set up the meeting. Then they met and they tried to conceal it. And let me tell you why that's important. That's admissible at evidence. I'll give you a really crude example. Guy robs a bank. He runs away. He goes home, shaves off his beard and changes his clothes. The prosecutor can introduce that as his effort to conceal. And a jury can infer from that, along with other evidence, that he's the guy that committed the crime. When you have people trying to hide stuff, prosecutors like that, because that's admissible to the jury and can be evidence of the fact that they knew they were doing something wrong and had committed a crime. So in this particular case, Ron Johnson, what is he doing holding the Michigan elector thing and then having his chief of staff call Pence's chief of staff and saying, I want to get this to you? He facilitated the transmission of the fake Michigan electors to the vice president of the United States, who is going to preside over the certification. That falls squarely within RICO or any conspiracy theory. What are Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, not F. Scott Fitzgerald, the author, Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, and Voss doing, setting up a secret meeting room that's guarded and locked, and they're told to shut up about it, to do the fake electors? They were part of it. You're absolutely right. Very, very excellent. I want to raise a Ukraine issue for Bob and Madison, who would call before. I agree with him 100%. Ukraine right now is doing magnificently, heroically in its defense. It needs more. It needs the F-16s ASAP. I'm glad, very glad, that Biden is sending them the cluster munitions. The Ruskies are using cluster munitions on Ukrainian civilians with a high dud rate, 8 or 9%. Almost 10% of them don't go off. They lie in the field. Some Ukrainian kid a year from now is going to be playing something and get blown up. U.S. cluster munitions have a dud rate of less than 2%. And they're being sent, not used against civilians, only against Ruskies, Rusky soldiers. Breaking news today. Ukrainians just bombed a Russian base in Crimea. Crimea is Ukraine. The Russians just took it. They're occupying. The Ukrainians bombed the bridge. If you take a look, the bridge between Crimea and Russia is their source of getting supplies into the war. And they hit it again a second time. They should hit it a third time. What kills me is the Associated Press will say, oh, two people were killed in the bridge. Oh, really? Two people? Really? Really? Well, 19 were killed in Odessa. And 80 of them were tortured in Mariupol and Bakhmut. Hey, get the Russians out of there. Bob is exactly right calling in on that. One other little development. There's a group called the BRIC. I don't know if you've heard of it. Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They have South Africa in there, and they meet. And they're sort of like a junior league G7, like the you know, in high school, you have the varsity football team. You have the junior varsity. This is the junior varsity, economically and every other respect. The meeting in South Africa this time in September. The South African president sent Putin a message saying, don't show up because I have a treaty to arrest you because there's a warrant out for you. The court in The Hague. And Putin is pushing back now. Breaking news today. They just announced he is not going to show up. He's afraid of being arrested. Then they have this stuff about, well, Prigozhin is somehow appearing and telling his troops this and that, but they never show him. They say it looks like his silhouette. My whole personal opinion is Prigozhin is in a Russian prison with his wrist tied to a hook if he's still alive. And the guy's bad news. He's a torturer. I hope let them do it to each other. These people are sick. They're genocidal sadists. I'm tired of hearing the media go, they fought bravely at, what do you mean they fought bravely at Bakhmut, the Wagnerians? They tortured people. They tortured women and children. They kidnapped children and sent them to Russia. And the mandate was, quote, beat the Ukrainian out of them. Beat the Ukrainian at them. I don't want a country like that. Our policymakers, and they've been circumspect about saying this, should be this. Russia is a failed society. There's only 145 million of them occupying 11 time zones of gas and oil. They've exported nothing but torture, genocide, and sadism in the last 110 years. Yes, they had some great music in the 19th century. Yeah, they had Tchaikovsky. I like it very much. Yes, they had some great writers. Yes, Gogol, and they had Dostoevsky and Pushkin and all that. They haven't had anybody in 110 years because a guy comes along, they kill him. They kill him. Get Ukraine what it needs. And they should have gotten this to him a year ago. The Ukrainians are magnificent. Zelensky is magnificent. Get them what they need, especially air power, especially the F-16s, everything they need. For 5% of our defense budget, we are pushing back through the Ukrainians against Russia in a magnificent way. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 63, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Lows around 59, tomorrow night mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday with highs around 80. 81, chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call. On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And on Ukraine, I want to finish up with one thing also that Bob Madison brought up. And that's the grain deal. But a year ago, finally, Russia agreed. You know, Ukraine is one of the biggest wheat producers in the world. They produce 10% of the world's wheat. Ukraine does. 15% of the world's corn, 13% of the world's barley. And it's a large percent of sunflower oil, which apparently is used for food. And there is something like 40 million people who, if their stuff can't be exported, face starvation in Africa largely. They can export it through Poland by train, but anybody who looks at this realizes that's really unworkable. Trying to export 10% of the world's wheat, 15% of its corn, 13% of its barley, and much of its sunflower oil by rail cars doesn't transport enough volume. You got to do it with ships. Russia has now said, quote, "We're pulling out of our agreement not to bomb ships coming out of Ukraine in international waters," by the way. The Black Sea are international water. And the Dardanelles coming down from the Black Sea through Turkey. Turkey permits them to go through. These are international waters. And then into the Mediterranean and beyond. The Wall Street Journal had an editorial today that I agree with. I don't agree with a lot of their editorials, but this one I agree with. It said that NATO, led by the United States, should say to Ukraine, go ahead and ship this wheat. And we will inform Russia that these are international waters and they cannot bomb grain ships. And if necessary, we will provide escorts. And what would be best would not be escorts of the U.S. Navy, but escorts from the French, British, Turkish navies, Romanian, Finnish now, Swedish now, as soon as they get in. And each of these grain ships will have an escort. The Ruskies, if they tried to attack that, are asking for a lot of trouble. In other words, this is like going all in poker, if you play hold'em. The Ruskies have to call that by doing something. They're not going to. That was proposed a year ago, and one reason why the Ruskies caved. That's got to be said again. Over 40 million people, it'll at least be food insecurity. If you took a look at some of the things that you've seen on, you know, various, I know that ABC did it and some of the other networks about people starving in Sudan and Somalia. You know, these poor women go out trying to get water lilies to feed these kids, starving kids. And this is 10% of the world's wheat, 15% of its corn, 13% of its barley and sunflower oil. And the Ruskies, extremely sadistic, are barring that. I want to get back to the topics that we talked about at the beginning about Trump, give you the latest update today. In the target letter that Jack Smith sent to Trump, there are three federal statutes mentioned. One of the sources has seen the letter. The target letter is not the indictment itself, so there could be more in the indictment. But what is in the target letter is that he could be indicted for conspiracy to defraud the U.S., deprivation of rights, interference with Congress, and tampering with a witness. He has 4 days to go in front of the grand jury. He's not going to go in front of the grand jury because anything he says can be used against him. So that indictment could come out Friday. It could come out next week, the week after. Last time that Jack Smith sent him a target letter, it came out 3 weeks later. Trump immediately attacks Jack Smith and his wife. Jack Smith has needed $2 million of taxpayer-paid security because of Trump's attacks. One other piece of breaking news. I had alluded to it in an earlier show, but there's more clarification. Rudy Giuliani apparently may be flipping on Trump. He apparently had been invited to speak to Jack Smith more than once, multiple times. And the sources say that he meets according to a cooperation agreement, which is also called a proffer. And apparently what happened is he got very chicken at the end, because remember, how old is Giuliani now? What, 70s, you know, whatever, 60s, 70s? If you were told when you were 70 years old, you may spend the next 18 years in a prison, you might do anything necessary to make sure you don't at least don't go to prison. Maybe plead guilty, you do this or that, you don't go to prison. Giuliani had sought a pardon from Trump. Trump did not give him the pardon. He gave Steve Bannon a pardon and Mike Flynn a pardon. He did not give Rudy Giuliani a pardon. But when you meet under a cooperation agreement or a proffer, what that means is your lawyer calls the Department of Justice, says, we would like to meet with you under a cooperation agreement. Department of Justice says, all right, send me a proffer letter. And in the letter, if the lawyer signs it, not Giuliani, and it's not usable against him in court. And sometimes they won't do a letter. It's verbal. And they'll say, well, he's going to say that Trump did this and Trump did that. They can't use that against Giuliani, that proffer, at trial. Giuliani doesn't even have to testify if he's indicted. And if it's only Trump and they subpoena him, he can't be asked about it. They listen to it and they go, that's dynamite stuff. A prosecutor's MO is to nab the highest ranking guy in the chain. That's Trump. Giuliani's pretty high up. So if Giuliani said, I want to rat on a guy who went up to the courthouse, to the Capitol, they're going to say, get out of here. But if he rats higher, if he snitches higher, that's what they want. One of the problems for Giuliani is there's a second part of that equation. Did he rat early enough? Early rats get the cheese. Early rats are the ones that don't get prosecuted or they don't get jail time. He's coming in what? In July. Coming in July. And Trump's already got a target letter. This is a very late rat. However, he's a very important rat and he might have something juicy. He might get a little cheese. Maybe he will get not 18 years, but 6 months. I don't know. And I'm not being facetious about this. This is exactly how prosecutors look at it. So the question is he too late? Do they have the same evidence from other people and they say, get out of here? Or does he get some cheese? Does he get either not prosecuted, which I doubt, but at the very least, but the fact that he's doing it shows that he's scared and alarmed, and Trump should be very, very concerned. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a complete unknown.
Call your your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Okano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Lionel.